A man accused of killing Charlie Kirk is being held without bail at a Utah jail today. 22-year-old Tyler Robinson allegedly fired the single shot from a high-powered rifle that on Wednesday killed the conservative activist and media personality known for his appeal to young people. Police arrested Robinson Thursday night. Steve Futterman joins us from outside the Utah County Jail in Spring Fork, Utah. Hi, Steve.
Hi there, Scott.
So Robinson is being held where you are now. Officials said yesterday they don't believe anyone else was involved. Is that still the case?
Yes. However, like any investigation, authorities want to go through things like Robinson's cell phone, any computers he used, and they want to speak with those who knew him. Now, yesterday, officials said that Robinson had expressed negative views about Charlie Kirk, and one of those unused bullet casings had the words, "Hey, fascist, catch," written on it. But if the motive was political, like it appears to be to some, officials want to know if there was something that pushed Robinson over the edge.
Last night, we heard from Charlie Kirk's widow. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's right. Erica Kirk spoke on a live stream for around 15 minutes. She spoke from Phoenix, from the same studio that Kirk often used for his podcasts. Now, at times, her voice cracked. She dabbed her eyes on several occasions, but her main message seemed to be that Charlie Kirk's movement will continue. And Erica Kirk blamed what she called evildoers for the death of her husband.
And as police try to figure out Tyler Robinson's motivations, people who knew him, people in his hometown, are taking this all in. What are we hearing from them?
Yeah, absolutely. He lived with his parents in the small southwest Utah town of Washington with a population of around 30,000. It's not far from the city of St. George. We have not heard, at least to this point, any neighbors describe him as odd or acting strange. People who knew him have told reporters Robinson wasn't necessarily part of the cool kids in high school, but he was well-liked and a good student.